very wonderful parish. Not only in our parish, but I began to think about all the different things that are happening in my life as well. What I mean is, we have all these wonderful events happening here, but at home there's still soccer games to go to. There are school events, birthday parties, and I can go on and on and on. This weekend is no different. But this weekend is a little bit different because I'm blessed to have my mother in town to help us accomplish all of these various tasks that are set before us. And my mother and I tend to get up pretty early in the morning, and this gives us the opportunity to share a cup of coffee and to check in with one another. Now, it's not always easy because we get so busy. It's not always easy because there's always something that I think I have to do that's more important than sitting down with my mother. But what I do is always something that is beneficial to me and my mother. It's always beneficial for me and all of us to remember to slow down for a few minutes and to check in with one another. It is when we slow down and open ourselves up that we receive the most from one another and our relationship with Christ. When we slow down, we tend not to miss opportunities to grow, opportunities to receive something that may have been unexpected. I tell you this because this morning we heard the story of Christ and the Samaritan woman, the woman at the well. This is a story about a woman who was doing nothing exceptional, just her daily duty of getting water. But she was open. She was open to God, and because of that, she received something unexpected. She received living water. Today, let us consider this woman and how we too can be more open to receiving and sharing Christ in our daily lives. Now, one of the interesting things about this gospel reading is that it is one of the longest in terms of Christ's dialogue with man on the person. What's even more fascinating is that this dialogue he was having was with a woman, not just a woman, but a woman of Samaria. And when we read the scripture reading, we realize right away that this is not something that was normal. When Christ asks the woman at the well for a drink, she responds in this way. She says, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Now, Christ does not defend the reason for asking her to give her a drink. He only responds. He responds by helping her to see who he is. He says to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is in saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." At this point, we see the conversation begin to develop, and the conversation begins to grow. We witness Christ help this woman as well to begin to grow. We see Christ slowly, lovingly, patiently, and in a personal way, help her to see who she really is and what she needs in her life to change. What she needs in her life to grow closer to God. But it only happens when one important thing occurs. It only happens when she is open to this change happening. She could have just given the water, said, "Here you go, God," and left. But she didn't. Instead, she stayed. She stayed and she talked to Christ. She stayed and she listened to what he had to say. In their back and forth dialogue, she began to realize who it is that is talking to her. That she was actually speaking to the Messiah, and she eventually receives him as her life. She receives him and realizes that with Christ she will have everything that she needs to sustain her through all things. That whatever she thirsts for in this life, that whatever emptiness she may have that she continues to try and fill, it can only be filled with a relationship with Christ. Someone said about this willingness to receive Christ that the Samaritan woman came to the well without any spiritual purpose. She came as she came daily to fetch water, and she met Christ. Each of us may meet our God at any turn in our life when we are about our most holy tasks. If our hearts are turned in the right direction, if we are prepared to receive a message, to listen, indeed, to ask questions. My friends, friends and my family, we have to remember that we are no different than this woman. Like her, each day we get up and we go about our daily tasks. We go to work. Some of us take care of the house. Some of us begin whatever daily routine we may have. But the thing we have to ask ourselves is, in those daily routines, in our tasks, are we remembering to be open? Are we remembering to be open to receiving Christ? Open to receiving something from Him in any situation we may find ourselves, or with whomever our Lord puts in front of us? Are we open to having Him help us when we thirst for an answer, when we thirst to look for a way forward? Are we open to opportunities to grow that may be unexpected? While I was preparing today, I came across this cute story about a shoe salesman. And this shoe salesman was sent to Africa. And he was there for about 2 weeks, and he wrote back to his company and left. And he said to them, "Please bring me home. Nobody here wears shoes." So they brought him home. Then he sent another salesman to his place, and this guy gets there, and he writes a letter back to the company this time. The letter reads, "Please send all the shoes you can, because nobody here wears shoes." See, the thing is with life, we have to be careful. We have to be careful not to miss opportunities that are right in front of us. And the same thing is true in our spiritual life. We must be open to not miss the opportunities to grow. The opportunities to let Christ into our lives. The opportunity to show others the love of Christ. And we can do this if we remember and prayerfully open our hearts and minds to Christ. This morning we heard about the Samaritan woman, a woman who came to the well to do something that was just ordinary and something that was routine. And she left with something extraordinary and life-saving. My friends and my family, as we continue with this liturgy, let us ask ourselves, are we thirsty?